And this afternoon, Michelle Gregg joins me from Crop Health Labs. Michelle, tell me a little bit about what you do with Crop Health.
I'm the executive director for Crop Health Laboratories. We're based out of Central Ohio.
Now, you guys have some events coming up. Your seminar is going to kind of kick off things. We're going to send Jamie Johansson out to visit with you folks. But tell me a little bit about your seminar.
The seminar, November 7th and 8th at the Biltmore in Santa Clara, it's really our introduction to North America. So we've been running trials for the last year in North America on a variety of crops to test the applicability of this Netherlands-based technology here on U.S. soil and in Canada. The results are really promising, especially for greenhouse producers, those who have year-round production models. And the purpose of the seminar is to introduce and to allow connectivity between university researchers, especially growers of greenhouse products, and consultants, allow them to come together at the same table, have limited and exclusive access to our pilot year data, and also to critique the system, to offer their comments, to ask questions, and really allow us to gain the feedback from the general public to make the program the best program that it can possibly be.
Who really are you looking for when it comes to attending your seminar?
The population that benefits most from attending the seminar is really, there's three categories, growers of citrus and greenhouse products, fruits and vegetables, orchard producers. Secondly, consultants, crop consultants who are looking to expand their knowledge base and also to provide some more dynamic products and dynamic crop testing, nutritional testing availability for their client base. And then lastly, researchers in academia who are looking to secure some cutting-edge technology and incorporate that either into their university research or into their nutritional management programs, especially those who are working with existing growers in North America.
Now, Michelle, you mentioned that a lot of this information is brand new. Actually, a lot of your technology here has been based on data collection in the Netherlands. How long has that been going on over there?
The Netherlands-based company Nova Crop Control has been utilizing this research for 10 years, and they really deserve the credit for creating the technology. And they've experienced significant response in Europe, especially, and in the Netherlands also, is from mostly from greenhouse producers. They have a high population of greenhouse production in the Netherlands, and also field crop production of fruits, vegetables, and orchards.
So the Ohio-based company is going out to California to kind of reach out to some of those growers as well. What are your expectations as you walk away at the end of your seminar?
Our expectations for the seminar, though multiple, are really pretty targeted in introducing people to the concept of having ultimate control of your nutrient management program. So we want to educate people, growers, consultants, academia, and influencers in the agricultural community to be able to evaluate this technology and then take it home to their families and to their circles of influence. Additionally, we want to gather feedback. Feedback is really critical to proper program implementation, and we want to get the perspective of growers on the West Coast, the perspective of growers on the East Coast, those in Canada, those in the Midwest and in Florida. We want all those people together at the same table to be able to analyze this technology and say, it works in this climate. These are some of the challenges we're facing because it's so hot. These are some of the challenges we're facing because of the limit on water consumption, to really get a full picture of the best way to use this technology and then also to identify some of its weaknesses and promote it in the best way possible for the grower.
Now, you have a lot of things that you've been working on, of course, for the last year or so. Obviously, the folks in the Netherlands have been doing this, you know, even longer. How are things going so far with 2014 and taking a look really over the last year at some of the practices in place?
Well, we're really impressed and somewhat humbled by the responses that we're getting. Granted, this is our first year in North America, on North American soils, and speaking to the responses, the main response that we're getting is, this program really allows me to critically evaluate my nutrient management program and verify that what I'm putting on my soil, what I'm putting in the irrigation lines, is actually reaching the target tissue. And that's one of the benefits of analyzing the sap versus analyzing the tissue itself, is you can collect the nutrient information prior to metabolism by the plant. And so it gives you that 4 to 6 week time frame to proactively manage and proactively apply nutrients that you deem to be quickly running into a deficit. Empowers the growers to just be more prepared and to have that data readily available to make better management decisions.
If people want to attend and haven't already learned about your organization and your company, how do they find out more information?
Our website is the best source for information about the seminar. It also allows for full access and registration capacity. So if you want to go in, learn more about the technology, you can do that on the website, and you can register for the SAP Analysis Seminar also on the website. We are a fan of personal contact, and so we have a constant phone line. You can call our phone line and either ask questions about the technology, request an information packet, or just speak to one of our representatives about how the program would play out on your operation.
Well, Michelle, it sounds very exciting. Once again, the dates for your seminar coming up are?
November 7th and 8th in Santa Clara at the Biltmore.
And I know you guys are very excited and getting ready for all of that, and we'll look forward to having some coverage come from there as well.
Wonderful. It's been a pleasure, Leah.
Her name is Michelle Gregg. She is with Crop Health Laboratories. I'm Leah Guffey reporting.